Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here, hour number two on this Tuesday, July the 18th, 2023, 15 minutes past the hour, 69 degrees and hazy skies here in the Marion area. A constant haze has been over us all summer long. Now, as we were talking about in hour number one, this year I planted three different types of tomato plants. Now, that's really wrong to say. Somebody came over and planted the tomato plants for me. I have celery, and I have three different types of tomato plants. And we had a caller in hour number one who said that their tomato plants have produced no tomatoes as of yet. And I said the same thing. Now, my tomato plants look healthy. They're growing, but they're just all green. Nothing beyond that. Just a green stalk at this point. No tomatoes being produced. And I think at this point, you would see some kind of tomatoes being produced, but not yet. We got a couple pictures from one of our listeners out there, Mary, who showed us pictures of her two tomato plants, two different types of tomato plants, and they seem to be sprouting little tomatoes. So I feel like I'm behind the game when it comes to tomatoes at this point. We'll see how it goes. 2 years ago, it was a disaster and nothing. Well, I got a few tomatoes 2 years ago. But it really did not go all that well, and I don't know if it's the hazy skies, the overcast weather. I really don't know what's causing this, but we'll see what happens as the summer goes on, keeps moving forward. Remember, phone lines are open if you'd like to call in about anything. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 17 minutes past the hour here. We talked a little bit about the Glenn Coble ad, which started airing on Sunday on the station. We had such interesting feedback to that, that it became a topic. Mostly positive feedback, not really. 95% of it was positive. One of the callers in hour number one this morning said it was because Glenn's ad sounded sincere. And maybe that's what it is. I don't know. You heard it there again during the break. Maybe it's a sincerity thing. Maybe that's what we want with our politicians. And again, I do want to thank Sheriff Bailey, former Sheriff Bailey, for coming in on Friday and doing an interview with me. Sheriff Bailey had not done an interview in probably 3 years since he left that job. So, we thank Sheriff Bailey for coming in on Friday and being as candid as he was during his interview. Have been having a lot of fun on Friday, the new show with Pastor Craig. Pastor Craig returned to the station last Friday, 11:15 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. on Friday. The new Exchange Club with Pastor Craig, Matt Morgan, and myself, 12:15 to 1 p.m. every Friday. And then the Friday Night Live show, which is great. All different ages, all different perspectives, all different genders live every Friday night here, 8:15 to 10 p.m. on Friday night. Sean Kraft, Matt Morgan, and Carrington Nelson. So don't miss that for love nor money. So what is next on the list here? Well, we're waiting to see what the top 10 list will be this week. I think we're all fascinated by that. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And other than that, you know, again, and I do want to thank Matt Morgan. You know, 19 years old, being able to go out and do all this social media and Instagram and Snapchat and all that sort of stuff for us to keep our name out there is very appreciative. And Matt does a great job on the Friday night show and on the Friday afternoon shows. So we thank Matt for doing that for us. All right. Now, again, if you'd like to call in about anything, doesn't have to be about anything I'm talking about, feel free to give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. It could be anything from horticulture to politics to things going on here at the station. You know, I'll tell you something interesting. The original co-host of the Friday night show, Bailey, I talked to her the other day, and I think there's this perception that when you're not working with somebody anymore, that you have a bad feeling toward them. And I certainly don't have a bad feeling toward anybody. And the other night, or last night, matter of fact, I was chatting back and forth with Bailey. We had not talked in depth in quite a while and had a very nice conversation last night. So, you know, time just moves on. Things change. Now, the real conversation that we were having there before the break was about jeans with holes in them. And is there a certain age where people should stop wearing jeans with holes in them? Now, I'll tell you what this came... Here's where this conversation came out of. What was it, last week? I think it might have been last week. That somebody had said to me that it's interesting how mostly women are still wearing jeans with holes in them into their 40s, 50s, and 60s, which is fine. I mean, certainly doesn't bother me. But is that an attempt to stay in their era? Because I don't see a whole lot of kids. Now, maybe I just don't pay attention. I don't see a whole lot of kids now wearing jeans with holes in them. Now, I could be wrong about that. But is that of the time? You know how people kind of get stuck of the time that they were in? And it's interesting because yesterday I was approached by a gentleman. I believe he was in his early 60s. Who was listening to that conversation, and he said, well, if they look good in them, let them wear them. So maybe that's the rule of thumb we'll go by here. If they look good in the holy jeans, let them wear the holy jeans. And again, I never saw a problem with it to begin with. Whatever people want to wear, let them wear it. Heaven knows I certainly am not a fashion expert, but whatever people want to do, let them have fun doing it. All right. What... You know, oh, and then secrets. We talked about secrets. Don't keep secrets because secrets are bad for your health. But also, we came to the conclusion, don't tell anybody else's secrets because that's probably not the proper thing to do. Telling other people's secrets is not going to make you a popular person with the person's secrets who you're telling. So you don't want to do that on top of anything else. Okay. I think that's the rundown of things I wanted to talk about this morning. If you want to talk about anything, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Oh, and the other subject, we did have one other subject in hour number one. We actually finished up the hour with it, with the caller who called in. I hate to tell this story one more time. I think it's the third time I've told this story. But Sunday night, I was out doing my normal walk. I walk a mile every day, and I was out doing my normal walk on Sunday night. And I walked by a church. And I was walking by this church, and there were these young kids, probably, 14, 15. I don't think they were any older than that. They were all alone sitting on a bench behind the church. Now, that's fine. You know, people can do what they want to do. But here's the problem. There were no bushes or trees between me and them. And they were very close to where I was. And these kids, which is perfectly natural. I'm not saying this is not an unnatural thing. But they were clearly doing a lot of kissing. Let's put it that way. And it wasn't just the little, pecks on the cheek. I don't think they came up for air. I mean, honestly, I think they needed oxygen after what I had seen. So the awkwardness of it is what I found fascinating. Because what do? Do you wave at these kids? Well, now you've acknowledged that you see what they're doing. Do you just not pay attention? Do you just keep your eyes straight ahead? You know, it's like looking into the sun. Once you do it, you can't forget it. You've already done it. There's no going back. So I'm still not really sure how you're supposed to handle that situation. But are people more less discreet than they used to be? Do people, you know, and this goes back to the whole clothing thing. Do people show more now? I have said in summer, you find out who has tattoos and who does not have tattoos because people aren't wearing a whole lot of clothing. So you will see things that heretofore maybe you had not seen. We talked about how people feed their children in the grocery store, which is an interesting thing. And again, natural process, certainly understand why they're doing it. But to do that in the grocery store, I think it's very uncomfortable for a lot of people because they, what do you do? Do you not look? Do you look? It's kind of hard. It's a very, just an odd situation. So my question is, do people, are they as discreet? That's the best word I can come up with here. Are people aware of what's going on around them? Or do we just not care anymore? Here it is. Show what it is. And go on down the road. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 69 degrees and hazy skies here today in Marion. The haze continues that has been here for many, many days now. I don't know. To me, do what you want. And in the privacy of your own home or in the privacy of whatever, I don't think there's a problem with doing anything you want to do. But when you do it in front of people and then you complain that people are looking or that maybe people are making comments, I don't know if you can complain once you do it in public like that. That's just my opinion, but you could have a different one. 740-751-4038. All right. Now, I'm pretty sure that's pretty much all I have to say on any subject this morning. Now, I know a lot of people are interested to play a Family Feud game. People love the old Family Feud here on the station, and we have not done this for a while because on Friday we introduced our new program, so we did not do any Family Feud on Friday. So I thought we would give it a shot here today, and I think we have a category that has five answers. Now, this is a good summer category. The category is, name a place you can swim. Now, five categories here. Name a place you can swim. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a place you can swim. That is the summer category here today. Let's go to the phones and see what we got.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
A swimming pool.
Swimming pool's number two on the list. You got it.
Swimming pool clocks in at number two on the list. Name a place where you can swim.
Go ahead, caller.
Scott, no relation to Britney Spears.
That's true. Well, not that we know of.
This is a really good answer. I'm sure it won't be on there, but it's definitely a good cerebral type answer. And did you like the news and the weather? Weren't those not only voiced very well, but very informative?
Yes, we like informative news and weather. That's the hallmark of this station.
It's so good to go out and see people not wearing a mask, thinking that's going to stop the cooties, and seeing people's pretty faces and smiles. So take care of about four of the top reasons why I should be in the Hall of Fame, or should I do a few more?
Well, you're working pretty good on it here. You're kind of going down that list.
I got about four of them, right? So let's be kind of cerebral, but I'm sure it'll be there. What I'd like to tell some of these so-called doctors who think some kind of a fabric covering is going to keep you healthy and keep you from infecting people with the flu and the cold, go jump in the lake. So somebody say lake already?
No, nobody said lake. Lake's number three on the list.
Okay, so that's about four or five top tens, right?
Yeah, I think you're running down the list there.
Of the other reasons, let me see if I can go ahead and cover them during this call. I covered the most, the big ones, I think. And I'm glad you like the news. And anything law enforcement related, I certainly support. Our sheriff and police chief are just awesome, so that's obviously a big news item.
Now, do you think anybody doesn't support the actions being taken? I don't know. I would think that would be a given, that people would support that.
See a lot of defunding the police posts. See a lot of
I don't know what sites you're on. I just don't see a lot of that in my news feed.
Well, I support, especially in Marion. Of course, we can go locality by locality. And, you know, when you're connected to these people in some way, that certainly helps. But, you know, Sheriff Matt and Chief Jay and all your coworkers, if you're listening, I pat you on the back and thank you, and that's about the best I can do. I wish I could do more, but you are greatly appreciated.
Now, are you going to run down the other things on the list?
I forgot. I just kind of remember the top three or four. What are some of the other ones?
You know, I don't have the list in front of me, honestly. I thought you remembered it.
I was kind of going to go item by item. Well, if you don't remember, because you're the one who gave it.
But yeah, but I didn't write it. I just presented it.
Who wrote it? Oh, it was Bob.
It was Bob. Yeah.
That's the pizza guy, right?
Yes.
Okay. I met him at the fruitcake thing, right?
Yes. Yeah. Well, that was number one, most improved fruitcake tosser.
Yeah. I mean, you talk about one extreme or the other. That was kind of amusing. Well, just once I decided the mechanics, I just wanted to go first the first time, and I was being cocky. I agree. And once I realized you throw in a line drive instead, all that gym strength seems to have become valuable.
Yeah, you threw it backwards. That was interesting the first year.
Yeah, well, that's good. And it depends on the weather and the condition and the terrain. It's a little bumpy on the ground sometimes, and depends where you sit. Is there snow? Is it mushy from the snow melting? And I'm going to start practicing soon. I mean, my arm's looking pretty toned, so I'm ready to throw it over to the next county if possible.
Well, the fruitcake toss will be coming up here in less than 6 months, so you got to get ready. Preparation's everything.
Maybe have a summer event that's kind of a compliment to the fruitcake extravaganza.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what we could be tossing in the summer.
Yeah, I'll have to play back that top 10, but I got about half of them, including the fruitcake one.
Yeah,
and I think I've kind of combined this answer with one of my top 10 items. So, again, as much as I love law enforcement, my medical profession opinion is not quite as glowing. So I've made the comment to what I think so-called professionals should do if they want to preach aforementioned suggestion for health. So I'll just put it that way.
All right.
Okay, have a nice show, Scott.
All right. Thanks, Adam. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, name a place you can swim. Swimming pool, number two on the list, and lake, number three on the list. We still don't have the number one answer. Number one, number four, or number five? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Ocean.
Ocean is number four on the list. Thank you. Ocean clocks in at number four on the list today. So now we have swimming pool, we have lake, and we have ocean. Swimming pool, lake, and ocean. All right, what are our other two answers? Swimming pool, lake, and ocean. Okay, let's see. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Let's try a pond.
No pond on the list, but a good guess. No pond on the list today. How about that? Pond does not make the list. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
A farm pond.
No pond on the list. Pond is not on the list today. Now, we have a little bit of a delay, so sometimes you don't hear the answers that were guessed right before you, but definitely no pond on the list. All right. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
At a hotel or YMCA?
No hotel or YMCA on the list.
No hotel or YMCA on the list here today. Name a place you can swim. All right, 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
How about a resort?
No resort on the list.
No resort on the list here today. Name a place you can swim. Swimming pool, lake, ocean on the list here.
Go ahead, caller.
A river.
River, number five on the list. You got it.
River shows up at number five on the list. Name a place you can swim. Now, we're going to be giving away a lot of gifts here very soon. I told you, we got a lot of giveaways coming up toward the end of this month. And we'll kind of do them this way.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm going to say a friend's house.
No friend's house on the list.
No friend's house on the list. You know, the only answer we have left here is the number one answer. Name a place you can swim. Swimming pool, lake, ocean, and river.
Go ahead, caller.
Another good answer, Scott. I'm sure it won't be there, but I'm sure you'll think this is a wonderful answer. Is beach the same as ocean?
You know, I think they're different, but beach is not on the list.
Okay, well, that sounds like a good answer to me. I really think it should have been there, but I'll try again.
I like to go to the beach. You know, there's nothing better than going to the beach. Now, that's a good day. That's a good weekend activity, going to the beach. But beach is not on the list. Name a place you can swim. Swimming pool, lake, ocean, river. One answer left. Number one answer.
Go ahead, caller.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to say you can swim at home. Swimming pool.
Not at home, but a good guess.
Okay.
Home does not make the list here today. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
The YMCA.
The YMCA. YMCA not on the list, but a good guess.
No YMCA on the list, but not a bad guess here this morning. People love the Family Feud. You know, it's fun to play.
Go ahead, caller.
Did they interview humans only, Scott? If they interviewed fish, then aquarium would be the answer. Or if you're not a very big person, a large aquarium might be a good answer.
Have you ever jumped in an aquarium?
I don't remember. I don't know of any talking fish, but we're in such a twilight zone. Who knows? And I didn't say they necessarily asked human beings only. And, you know, dolphins, they're not technically fish. They're, in many ways, probably more intelligent than a lot of people. So if they ask dolphins, they might swim in an aquarium if it's a very large aquarium or if they're baby dolphins. And that's a nice cerebral answer, and it really should be there.
Well, you know, aquarium is not on the list, but I don't know.
It's a good cerebral answer. I don't know whom it is that they are surveying.
I've never seen anybody swim in an aquarium, so I don't know.
I don't know. I said they might have interviewed fish, or you didn't say humans necessarily, so.
Well, it says name a place you. So I guess if I'm talking to you, I would not be talking to fish.
I haven't been swimming in years. That salt water affects my skin.
Oh, well, what happens?
Oh, I forgot one of the. We really need to have some females running for mayor.
Now, do you just not ask the question? Answer the questions that I ask?
Well, I was thinking about one of the.
I was asking about your skin there, and you started talking about female candidates.
Yeah, I was just thinking. I was just thinking about aesthetics in general, and I really like that answer. Yeah, I do talk about attractive female politicians.
So let's go back and try this again. What happens
to
your
female mayor of Marion? Right?
No, we never have. Now, what happens to your skin?
Have an attractive female running for mayor. That would be that would stir the pot.
Well, what if it's an unattractive female running for mayor? Is there a problem
there?
Fine. Huh?
Don't have to look at her. Don't have to look at her.
Oh, see, you're going to get in trouble with saying stuff like that. Now, I'm saying, what happens to your skin in the salt water?
Well, it's not really good for your skin, is it? Nor is the chlorine.
Well, I don't know. I guess not. Some people, I don't know, people swim all the time. I really don't know.
Yeah, I didn't know. Okay, yeah, I knew there was one of those top 10 reasons that I do agree with pretty much every single one. I found it was actually quite flattering. And now
you think that was now? See, I thought. Well, I don't know. It was a comedy list, I think.
Well, comedy sometimes is more real than something that might seem to be based in reality. I agreed with the list.
I had no doubt that you would agree with the list. Honestly, that was not a problem.
A lot of it was very complimentary. I mean, just in general, how do we view looks? It's not just attractiveness; it's authoritativeness, and you take the person seriously. You know, Trump and his orange hair. That has been the butt of so many jokes and will continue to be. And how does that affect your assessment of somebody? And is it important? But especially in this age with selfies and social media and instant gratification on TV, you have to present yourself well. But it's not necessarily classic attractiveness.
You know, I don't care how people dress. Wear your holy jeans. Wear whatever you want. Would we elect a politician who wears holy jeans? Now, there you go.
That would be... a different type of scenario, wouldn't it? Maybe Glenn should try that. Maybe he should wear like shortalls. Remember shortalls? Because I used to wear those a lot, and I still have some shortalls.
Now, is that what you really want at 77?
I think that'd be kind of cool. I mean, Glenn, to me, Glenn's a very young 77. And, I mean, he has all this wisdom, as he talks about. He has a lot of experience, and he's a very nice guy. So he has many personal qualities. That would make him an attractive as a mayor.
Well, we'll see how it all shakes out.
Yeah, it'll be a good race. We certainly have two very different candidates, don't we?
Well, I don't know. You know, honestly, on local issues, they both seem very similar to me. They both want Marion to survive. They both want Marion to do well. Locally, I don't see a whole lot of difference yet. Now, maybe I will as time goes on. But what's the big differences?
Both names begin with C. Oh, I just realized that.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize that before.
Well, what do you see as the big differences?
Bill is certainly to the right of Glenn on issues.
But I mean local issues, the things that the mayor can actually do. What has Bill said different from Glenn?
Bill has law enforcement experience, and I'm not necessarily saying that is a great qualifier to be mayor, but considering, as I've mentioned earlier, I've mentioned many times, the law enforcement officials have done such a great job, and I can't thank them enough. And
didn't we do this already? Is having deja vu?
That's a good thing, and
that should be on the list of reasons. Deja vu, emphasis.
Well, if something's important, it kind of comes back to me. I can't always find something unique to say, but there are certain things that I find to be important.
No. My question here was, on local issues, the things that the mayor can actually do, what are the big differences that you see between Glenn and Bill as of yet? Now, I'm not saying they won't come out in the next 4 months, but what have they proposed locally that they can actually do as mayor that is so different?
Yeah, I don't know enough about that, Scott, really, to comment. Just taking a look at their backgrounds. Glenn has a great communication background, and I think a sports background is important, as local sports are a great part of our community. And I do see that as an advantage. Bill certainly knows everybody in law enforcement, has been in law enforcement, so we take a look at that. And some people might not consider that to be good. And there might be biases there. You don't know. I like that Mayor Scott has a teaching background that shows good communications. He's a good age. He's very moderate. I mean, to me, I don't see Democrat, Republican with him. Whereas I would say Glenn is definitely to the left and Bill is definitely to the right. But they're not extreme. And for a city this size, that is important. Whereas, and Jack, you know, I know him more as a man than I do as mayor. He seems also very moderate in terms of where they sit, left to right. Jack and Scott don't really seem that different. But these two candidates, there definitely is, definitely is that difference. And people tend to moderate when they get in office, so we'll see how relevant that is. But yeah, we have an interesting election, and again, as Glenn said, get out and vote. Don't have to vote for the person that I might think is a better candidate, but exercise. You're right as an American. Go and touch that screen and pick the person you like best. And if you want to write somebody in, that's fine too. And may the best person win.
We shall see what happens. Thanks.
Okay, have a good day, Scott.
All right, name a place you can swim.
We've got the swimming pool, the lake, the ocean, the river, and one answer left. And the answer we have left is the number one answer. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What is the number one answer left for us? Go ahead, caller.
Well, you can swim at hotels now. They have pools.
That's true. No hotels on the list, but a good guess.
No hotels on the list here today. Name a place you can swim. One answer left on the list that we have not obtained.
Go ahead, caller.
A creek?
No creek. Hey, did you get your Del Taco at the station?
No, I keep forgetting that. Will there be somebody there today?
No. Tomorrow and Thursday, 10 to 12, though, there will be.
Okay, works for me.
Hey, thanks, bye-bye.
No creek on the list. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a place you can swim.
Go ahead, caller.
A fitness center.
No fitness center, but a good guess.
No fitness center on the list, but not a bad guess. Name a place you can swim. Swimming pool, lake, ocean, river. One answer left. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say the old swimming hole.
No swimming hole, but a good guess.
No old swimming hole on the list here today. Name a place you can swim. Swimming pool, lake, ocean, river. Number one answer is what's left on the list. 46 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a place you can swim. Swimming pool. Swimming pool got 32, votes. Lake got 25. Ocean got 13. River got 9.
Go ahead, caller.
The gym.
Not the gym, but a good guess.
No gym on the list here today. But the gym does not go on the list. I'll tell you, it's a day.
Go ahead, caller.
Did you get it yet?
No, didn't get it.
Let's go with a creek.
No, now, is it creek or creek?
Well, I guess that just depends on what side of the creek you're from.
If you're from the Kentucky side, it's creek.
What would you call the Kukwa ditch?
Something that needs to be cleaned up quickly.
Okay, yeah, but on some for real stuff though.
I call it a ditch.
Somebody already said beach.
Yes, somebody. Now there was a debate. Now is beach? Can you actually swim at the beach? Does the beach include the water? See, I don't know.
Well, let's see. So beach, pool, lake, stream, river, fjord, lagoon.
Lagoon, that's a good one. No lagoon.
So okay.
But isn't the Kukwa, isn't that a ditch?
Yeah, didn't Charlie traverse that in a canoe or something?
Yep, I believe that's true. The old Kukwa ditch.
The old Charlie Ever story.
they're endless, and they'll be here forever, and we're glad they will.
That's right.
Thank you.
I think the Kukwa's a ditch. And I think if at this point you went down in the Kukwa, you would probably need a hazmat suit. I mean, honest to goodness, you'd need a hazmat suit. No chance of me going down in the Kukwa. Name a place you can swim. There'd be a real interesting perfume down there.
Go ahead, caller, or cologne. Go ahead.
Anybody say pond?
No pond on the list.
No pond. Boy, the number one answer is really hanging in here. 10 minutes left to go, 49 minutes past the hour. Like I say, we've got all kinds of giveaways coming up the end of the month, so this is kind of a ramp up toward that.
Go ahead, caller.
A backyard pool?
No backyard pool on the list.
No backyard pool on the list here today. Name a place you can swim. What's number one on the list? Does anybody know?
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say, I don't swim, but I can swim in my imagination, like I am swimming.
You know, some mornings I think I'm in my imagination doing this show, but...
Yeah, when people's in the pool and swimming, well...
No.
I wish I could swim, and so I'm swimming. No. Well, I tell you, I can't get that.
And it's the number one answer. Swimming.
That's what pool? I said. It's yeah. Like it has to be something way out there, is it? Not common?
Well, it got the most guesses, so I'm guessing that it's common to a lot of people, but we just haven't had it yet.
Well, they're not saying like bathtub or spa, I mean, things, are they?
No, no bathtub, nothing like that.
Like little kids pretend they're swimming? Well, that's what I said. It seems like one of the others should be number one. Okay.
Have you ever heard of swimming in an aquarium? Oh, I think we lost our caller there. Name a place you can swim. Swimming pool, lake, ocean, river. One answer left. Number one on the list.
Go ahead, caller.
What about just in the water?
This would be in the water, but not just in the water.
Our answer would be in the water, but it's not just in the water. Name a place you can swim. Swimming pool, lake, ocean, river. One answer left. Does anybody know what it is? 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Let's go swimming.
I know. It's time to go, isn't it?
What would be the place you're trying to get? Is it would it be similar to something that's in Marion, like the Aquatic Center?
No, we don't have any of these in Marion.
Okay. How about going down to the state park at Delaware Reservoir?
You know, I don't think we have any of these in Iowa.
Okay. How about a first letter or a one word situation?
It is one word, and it's a short word.
Out of a, you don't have any in Ohio, so
yep,
we aren't mountain region or anything that. And it's legal. You're talking about a legal place.
Yep. You could swim in this legally.
Okay. Thanks.
All right.
Well, there's some clues for you. Name a place that you can swim. We've got swimming pool number 2, lake number 3, ocean number 4, river number 5.
Go ahead, caller.
A fountain?
Not a fountain.
No fountain on the list here today. Name a place that you can swim. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
Did you get it yet?
Nope.
The sea?
The sea. You got it. Sea was number one.
You're the best clue giver.
Well, wasn't that good? I really felt like I should be on password after that one.
Okay, toodles.
Thank you. Now, why did you groan at that?
The sea. Yes, it was the sea. Remember by the seashore? Name a place you can swim. Sea, swimming pool, lake, ocean, and river. Those are our answers. Now, we've got 7 minutes left, but the next category is kind of easy, so maybe we can rip through this in 7 minutes. Okay, here we go. 5 answers. Name something in the bathroom. 5 answers. Now, these should be very easy. Name something in the bathroom. 7 minutes left to go. 5 answers on the board. 740-751-4038. Name something in the bathroom. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. Let's go to the phones.
Go ahead, caller.
The toilet.
The toilet, number 3 on the list. You got it.
Toilet, number 3 on the list. Or as some people say more discreetly, the commode. All right, let's go back to the phones.
Go ahead, caller.
Well, there could be a bad smell, and there could be a fragrant smell after the bad smell. How does that sound?
Yeah, no smells on the list, but you are right. There's no doubt about that.
And how about the sea by the shore, by the ocean? What's the differential there, really?
I think, now, the Red Sea I think there are very few seas.
There's a name for the differential, but they're in the ocean, the Atlantic and the Pacific, and you can name them all, the bays and everything after it. But I thought maybe you could give that answer, the real difference between the...
A sea and an... That's a good question. A difference between a sea and an ocean. That's interesting.
Just the size and the separation of, on the globe. So, okay.
Let me see. You know what? I might have this very quick here. In terms of geography, seas are smaller than oceans and are usually located where the land and the ocean meet. Typically, seas are partially enclosed by land. Seas are found on the margins of the ocean and are partially enclosed by land.
Well, that's a good geographical answer. Thanks, Scott.
Hey, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
So that's the difference between seas and oceans, if you ever wanted to know. That's why this show is entertainment and information. We've got it both, entertainment and information. Go ahead, caller.
Bathtub.
Bath, yep, number one on the list. You got it.
Bath, number one on the list. Commode, toilet, number three on the list.
Things in the bathroom. Go ahead, caller.
Bathtub.
Bathtub's number one on the list. You got it.
A bath is number one on the list. Toilet or commode, number three on the list.
Go ahead, caller.
Did you know that I could use your name as one of the answers? It's a well-known brand of toilet paper.
Paper's number four on the list. You got it.
And you're a brand of toilet. It wasn't named after you, was it?
Yeah, I think it was.
The Scott tissue?
Because okay. I clean up everything.
Okay, and please don't squeeze the Charmin, right?
Please don't. Mr. Whipple.
See you later.
All right, paper number four on the list. Name something in the bathroom. You know, Adam has tried to name me after toilet paper this morning and Britney Spears. Think about that.
Go ahead, caller.
A toothbrush.
No toothbrush on the list.
No toothbrush on the list here today. We've got two answers left. Name something in the bathroom. We've got a bath, a toilet, and paper. Two answers left. 3 minutes left to go. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
A sink.
No sink on the list.
No sink on the list here today. Name something in the bathroom. 2 answers left. 3 minutes. All righty.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say the sink or wash basin. I don't know what you call it.
No sink on the list.
Okay.
No sink on the list here today. Name something in the bathroom. That's where we are.
Go ahead, caller.
A shower.
Shower, number two on the list. You got it.
Shower is number two on the list. Bath, shower, toilet, paper. One answer left. Who's going to get the final answer? 2 minute warning here.
Go ahead, caller.
I think that was a good answer, Scott. I was actually going to say that, but since it isn't there, let's go for towel. You use a towel when you swim, so you also would have one in the bathroom.
No towel on the list.
So after you get out of the shower, what do? Use the blow dryer and dry yourself off? How would you?
Whatever makes you happy. I have no idea.
I think that's a really good answer, towel. What exactly do you do when you get out of the shower?
I don't know.
Can I give another answer? How about like a bath mat, the mat you step on after you finish bathing?
No bath mat.
Okay. But Matt, that's also a personification.
That is.
So unlike a toilet tissue, we couldn't share that with one of the station members.
We certainly
okay,
could.
See you later.
All right. We're down to about 1 minute now. All right. Name something in the bathroom. Bath, shower, toilet, paper. One answer left to go. Are we going to get it in the final minute here?
Go ahead, caller.
Let's try mirror.
No mirror, but a good guess.
No mirror on the list, but a good guess. Name something in the bathroom. Bath, shower, toilet, paper. One answer left. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, you know what? We're going to have to tell Adam just throw in the towel. I got the answer.
Yeah.
You want to hear it?
Go ahead.
Medicine cabinet.
No medicine cabinet, but a good guess.
about the mirror on the medicine cabinet?
No mirror.
How about a shower curtain?
No shower curtain.
Okay. Give me the first letter of that answer.
R.
R, and how many letters?
It's two words, actually.
Okay.
All right, we're done. I'll be back tomorrow morning, 8:15 to 10 a.m. Don't miss
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio, the place to talk. From legendary comedian Kay Ballard, performing the fast food song.
Oh, there's one song that you like. I feel like, you know, fast foods have ruined the world.
Oh.
On the Champs-Élysées, on the Appian Way, there's McDonald's. By the tomb of King Tut, there's a chuck full of nuts and McDonald's. At the Scala, they sing by a big...